A Brookings organization hopes to open a facility to provide transitional housing for those with mental health issues that are re-entering the community. Doug O'Neill with the Brookings Empowerment Project says there's not currently anything available in Brookings.
For individuals coming out of inpatient care, be it at Avera or Yankton Human Services Center, that want to transition back into the community of Brookings.
Sally Dom Norby chairs the BEP Housing Committee. She says they're looking at one small pilot project.
The referrals will be female adults only and no documented history of violence. They will have high likelihood of success in this type of environment as determined by the experts at Avera and the Yankton Human Services Center. And the client must agree to be part of a transitional program. Understand that it's temporary housing.
It would be for 6 or 7 residents only. O'Neill says they plan to have all the funding and necessary agreements in place before launching.
There's no reason that Brookings can't do this. It's about the people, not you people sitting here. It's not the government, it's the people. We talk a good line, but stop the talk. I think what's amazed me is the number of people that we all know in this room whose families have issues just as bad as mine, but nobody will talk about it.
They hope to have BEP House open by April. This was discussion only, and BEP has not yet made any requests of the council.